And so in this last Sunday before Christmas, we hear the story of an angel coming to Mary, proclaiming her impending pregnancy. Unwed, pregnant, and yet faithful to God in the knowledge that she is bearing a child of God. What an amazing thing this woman has done. To take on that burden, to take on that responsibility, to take on that opportunity to bring into the world a child who will change the world. But isn't this, in a way, the same thing that every mother does when she brings a child into the world, to bring a new person, a new life into the world who may indeed change the world? We don't know what our children will do. We don't know where our children will go or where they will be or what they will be or how they will affect those around them. They may be a ruler. They may be president of the United States. They may be a peacemaker. They may be a warrior. We don't know. Each woman who gives birth just knows that in her womb comes a new life that will do a new thing. And so Mary had this divine opportunity to bring into the world the life of a child. And the angel said, "For nothing will be impossible with God." How many times have we read the scripture and failed to think about what that really means? For nothing will be impossible with God. In our modern world of science and technology, we hear people saying that, these miracles couldn't possibly really have happened. And yet, why are we surprised that God can make a child of a virgin when our science today can make children be born to women who have not known men through artificial insemination? We have cloning. We have all kinds of things that 10 years, 20 years, 50 years ago would have been impossible. And yet, we do it. Why can't we give God the power to do it? People can't fly, can they? And yet we get on airplanes and fly from here to the West Coast or here to another continent even. People can't live without light, and yet we have artificial light. People can't go to another planet, and yet we've gone to the moon and are contemplating going to Mars. Things that were impossible just a few years ago have become possible for us to do. Why can't we give that power and authority to God? Well, we can, because we know that God has the power to do all things. And if God has the power to do all things, then His Son, born of a virgin, must also have had the power to do all things. And if His Son had the power to do all things, and His Son said that you who believe in Me are heirs to the promise, that promise is that God is with us, that He hears us, that He listens to us, that He cares about us, that means that we too have the power to do all things in He whom we believe. God gives us that power if we believe. And yet we say, "Oh, that's a miracle. That can't happen. How could that happen? That's just amazing." Why are we amazed? Why are we surprised? God can do all things. God created the world and can destroy the world. God brought us into the world. God makes new life through us. Why can He not do anything through us? We want to make things complicated. We want to make things difficult. We want to make things such that we think that we can't do them because we, in our humanity, are afraid. We're afraid that if we could do them, then we'd be responsible for them. You ever had your mom tell you that? Well, you can do that. And you know that what she's saying is, and then you'll be responsible for what happens. Yeah, it's a tough thing, isn't it? We can do that, but then we're responsible for what happens. We can call ourselves Christians, but then we're responsible for sharing Christ's word. We can call ourselves church folks, but then we're responsible for inviting other people to church. We can call ourselves people of God, but then we're responsible for being godly. Uh-oh. You mean I have to do stuff? Oh, yeah. Mary said, Lord, let it be with me according to your word. What an offer. Can we say the same thing? God, Lord, let it be with me according to your word. If we believe the word and we say we believe the word, then if God wills it, nothing is impossible. Not a child in 80th year, as Abraham bore a child. Not a child in her old age, barren, as Sarah bore a child. Not a child to a virgin, as Mary bore a child. Not anything. No thing is impossible with God. But if we are willing to believe that, then we are responsible for that. We are responsible for bringing God into the world. We are responsible for bringing God's word into the world. We are responsible for bringing God's promise into the world. It's our job. It's our job to tell people about Jesus. How many of you said Merry Christmas to somebody in a store this week? Yeah, me too. You know, they say Happy Holidays and I say Merry Christmas. And most of them light up like candles. Phew. Oh, okay. It's okay. I can talk about it now. We have the most wonderful message ever. Better than Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes. Better than winning the lottery. Better than anything that man can conceive of. We have God, and in God, we have the possibility that there is nothing that is impossible. We have God, and He has promised us that He would be with us. In this life, in the next life, to eternity. And that in Him, all things are possible. Nothing, nothing is impossible. So be careful what you ask for. Because in God, nothing is impossible. But He definitely seems to have a sense of humor, because sometimes He does it in ways that we don't even expect or understand. Who would have imagined that the next king would be born of a virgin in Bethlehem, live in Nazareth, grow up to be a wandering homeless teacher because he chose to be a wandering homeless teacher and change the world, not with an army, not as a conquering hero, but as the Lord of love. He died that we might have life. And we have life that we might share His word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.